Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Randy Sigmar.
Juan Cabrera.
Tony.
Gary.
Mark.
Okay, we pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, is this, do I want to add this now? Okay, under the approval agenda, I have an addition about Cale Jones under the fire department here. We'll add that to that.
And I would need a motion.
May I add Cale Jones?
I have a motion and a second, I believe.
And second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, open forum.
Oh, it's me. Hi, I'm Dakota. I think everyone knows me here. I just came here to donate to the fire department the proceeds that we made during the Vikings game in the morning. Katie made cinnamon rolls, bagels, and pretzels, and a bunch of cream cheese to go with it. And we just sold them all for $5 and said it's going to the fire department. And once people heard that, then they started throwing a little more per, and it was nice. But $285 we got.
Wow.
So I just wanted to come and present that. We sold everything but 3 pretzels.
Wow.
And my goal is to sell half of what we made. So I think it's pretty good.
Can we have a picture of him presenting?
All
of you, please.
Sure.
We need
Pete. I think if you insist.
Yeah. He got his shirt on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So he should come and bow over in front of us.
Sure.
And be handing it to Gary.
I guess I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Juan, I don't see you. There we go. Awesome. Excellent.
Good job.
Thank you, Dakota.
We had a lot of fun doing it, and I mean, you got a breakfast food if you're waking up at 8:30 to watch a football game.
Thank you.
I have to get back to my shift, but thank you guys. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else for open forum? No? Okay, I need a motion to approve the consent agenda, please, unless there's anybody that wants to discuss it.
That's on the payment schedule. We can't answer that question.
Yeah, I've been there. I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda with the one. Do I have to say anything about the addition? The one addition?
No, that was prior.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we move to the solar project.
Ann, do you understand this whole thing? Before I have more questions than I did answer. That's Minnesota part.
If you don't mind, I would open questions up to the expert here. Lori. You guys all know Lori. She's done amazing things for our city.
Thank you.
Yeah, and she, I've read through it. It's pretty standard, but if you have any questions, I'd certainly put them out there. But from what we were told, there is no deviating from this contract, correct?
Okay, first of all, are we talking about the solar on public buildings contract?
Yes.
And the next point I'd like to make about that is that what you're looking at right now is a preliminary draft of that. It hasn't been customized yet for 50 Lakes. But I understand we've overcome our last hurdle to getting that actual formal contract in our hands by tomorrow. So what you're seeing now has got a lot of points that will be taken out. There will be pieces added to it. We wanted to put it in front of you early so that you could start bringing forward questions. But it's not totally fair play because you're having to sort out which things may or may not be there when they do the final contract. So that's part of the confusion, probably, Mr. Bradley.
Is there federal funding involved?
if there is federal funding at one point, it is not going to trickle down any problems for this round of funding. I went directly to the head of the grant programs this week, and end of last week, this week, for the MPCA grant for the $49,000 and this Solar on Public Buildings grant for $49,500. They said there is absolutely no foreseen issues with the awards being made. The federal shutdown, federal funding, that's all past history. These pots of money are sitting there ready to spend. And they want to spend, especially the Solar on Public Building. This is the third round of that grant that they've had. The first one was solar on schools. The next one was solar on public buildings in the Excel footprint. And Ann and I were watching that one. You are in the Excel gas footprint. You are not in the Excel electric footprint. So we couldn't apply at that time. So I was very excited when I saw they came back for a third round, where you could be in rural Minnesota utilizing any utility. And they've got $14.5 million set aside for that grant that you're reviewing the contract for. I feel confident these are mainstream funders. These are big entities within Minnesota. These are not fly-by-night funders that I've been applying to. So there's no such thing as a guarantee, I guess, but I am in the high 90s that there should be no issues with any of the funding we've applied for.
Super.
I guess that this would be more for Wolf. How much subcontracting are they using, you know? And
most of it is being done with their own staff.
Their own,
yeah, they're pretty much self-contained that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's the roof end that needs to be moved. Dan and I were just talking about it. Is it one or two? But I know she's talked to Mayor Staples about getting that moved forward. We will verify once again with Wolf Track if it's one or both of the vents that need to be moved to fit their plan array around that. But no, I think there will be some interaction with the local electricians at some point, but their people will come and do everything. They'll do the project management. It should be pretty low maintenance for anyone here at the city, although I would recommend that someone, you know, just good practice to keep an eye on things, right?
On the payment schedule, is that final payment when they're done, or when we first trickle power back the other direction?
It's when it's functional. The power needs to be flowing and it needs to be usable. Yeah. That's also considered the definition of done, if you will, for the MPCA grant, for example. There isn't solar for public buildings, I'm sorry. One of them requires it to be complete. You caught that in the contract. Before the final 10% of the funding will be released, so. But that all that testing needs to be done anyway as part of the Wolf Track agreement.
Does anybody recall how much warranty there was with this thing? You know, we ran into things with the sirens 14 months after we bought them.
I can look that up for you, Mr. Bradley. It's I know the panels themselves are warranted for like 25 or 30 years.
Right.
The other substructure that holds it. I'll make a point and I'll get that back to
Ann. It was the batteries of all things.
I heard
and then
that.
Some, what was it, Chester? The charger?
A computer board to check either Friday and one of them will be there.
Right. So what's the warranty on other items? Yeah, panels and 20. I remember them being a long term. But
I will. I'll get back to Ann on that hopefully tomorrow.
Okay.
Then just two notes. In your packet, I had put the MOA in, which is now, I'm going to let Lori explain that because that has been rectified. And with Growing Power, they were apprehensive about signing it. But Lori worked with the state, and now they just this afternoon gave the go ahead approval and but I'll let her explain.
That's why you're still looking at the draft contract from Solar on Public Buildings, because we were waiting for this one last piece to be in place. As I said, they've had three rounds of that particular grant, and they were using a form that really required the utility company to say, we know that this project is going to work. We've done some preliminary review. We know that the power hookup will work. They're in the right geography, whatever the criteria are, we know this is going to work. The form that the grant was requiring Luke Christensen at Growing Power wasn't comfortable with. He said they're tying us into too many things. So we worked back and forth. We were one of the first ones to win this grant, by the way. So thanks to the team for working so hard with us. And Jessica was involved as well. Mayor signing things like crazy. So they've been very willing to work with us, and we've had a good relationship. And so they came back just today and said, we will take a memo from Crowing Power, even by email, just saying that there won't be any roadblocks to this project working, instead of this two-page-and-a-half form that was overly complicated that's in your packet. So you may disregard that. And they also, Solar Public Buildings also said that Ann would be receiving the contract tomorrow for signature. So that's the last piece to be in play. The grant funding was approved by the League of Minnesota Cities. Ann should be receiving payment for that at any point. So there were a couple of other questions that Ann and I talked about one day that I wanted to see if I could give folks a little more comfort level on. But we already talked about the assurance on the funding. I really feel that these are solid grants. Reporting time was another thing that had come up. And with these larger grants, there is more grant reporting. So I spent a little time again this week going back through, and I won't know 100% on the Solar and Public Buildings until we have the contract in front of us, but I've looked at everything that I had at my disposal. It doesn't seem to be an extremely cumbersome grant reporting process for any of the grants that we have. The little one for the grant fees to League of Minnesota Cities, I've already got language drafted for that. We can close that one very quickly. The other two will need some electronic forms reported back to them. This is part of what I do for some of my clients. This doesn't need to be something that puts more work on Ann and Jessica or anyone here. So if you'd like me to, I'll just continue to send reminders when those are due. I'll be requesting the information that I need, and I'll compile it and send it in for you. It's nowhere near as time-consuming and inexpensive as writing the original grant. But you do have to do a good job with the reports to stay in good standing with the funders. I mean, you never know, we might go back to the well for another grant at some point. So it's good to stay in good standing. So I wouldn't let that concern you. Again, you know, now we've got all the funding in place except about $1,300. That was purposeful because on state grants, like the two that we won, when you hit $50,000 or above, there's a whole new level of oversight that kicks in from the state, potentially on-site visits by their financial people to look at things. Now, we are still going to do that same level of transparency and document availability, whether they're here looking over our shoulder or not. That's just good business, and that's what we're going to do. But what it does create is more work for Ann and her staff to have to pull together documentation, entertain some people coming. If you'd like more information on the list of criteria, I can get that to you as well. But it was purposeful that we stayed right under the $50,000 mark, because we thought at the $1,300 that's left for the city to pay, they would have eaten that up in staff time in no time. So there was strategy involved there. The other cost that is involved, of course, with this whole set of funding is staff time. We've already mentioned that a few times. It's taken some time of Ann's, time of Jessica's, to time of the mayor's to sign forms and so forth. So that goes without saying with any grant, but it is it is something to note. And then the other point that we haven't spoken a lot about, although you are aware of it, is the 30% that will come back to us from the federal government. we have been, David Winkleman and I have been attending webinar after webinar to keep the assurance with all the things happening at the federal level that even if we finish this solar array next year, we will still be able to get that 30% reimbursement back. And that is the case. I've had lawyers confirm it, multiple webinars confirm it. You still are in a safe zone there. It'd be better if we could do it this year for Ann's audit purposes, but I'm not sure we'll track. And it's weather dependent as well. You know, the weather's going to get dicey now. But the point I wanted to make about that is because that is not, both the other state grants are, Ann submits a bill and they send her payment back. It's a reimbursement based. So is the federal money reimbursement based. But she will need to pay the installer up front. And then it could take even up to a year to go through all the various processes we have to go through to get that federal money to come back. There's a pre-approval process that we need to go through to show intent that we're going to file for that. And then you have to have a certified accountant do the filing of the 990T form and some of the other forms involved that go in, just like a tax return, basically. And then by the time they get the money back to you, it could be a year. So that there is cost there then of using whatever funds you choose to use for that roughly $42,000. Whatever investments on hand you're going to use for that, you'll lose the benefit of that for a period of time. Those are the only costs I'm aware of at this point. I think that you are pretty well locked and loaded, and we can get comfortable with that Wolf Track contract. They will get that moving forward for us at this point.
Yeah.
Are they currently working up around here?
The last time we had a meeting, somebody said there was a Wolf Track truck.
Yeah, well,
they tell me that they are so swamped, and they have been crisscrossing the state. They've been working 12 plus hour days, so it is possible that they're working up here. But I couldn't tell you for sure, Mr. Ziegler.
Yeah. Yes, and they are.
Oh, you know they are.
If you recall, Tom Wright was in the audience here a couple of meetings ago and actually spoke to it and said he highly recommended them. They just did a project on his house. I do believe we've issued 3 permits for Wolf Track in the city.
Who was it that had an installation recently?
Tom Wright. Yeah. And then the only thing I want to make sure you guys know is talking with the city auditor is that because this, and I'm so glad I talked to him about it because I wouldn't have even thought about this. With the bar and with the city, everything is 65-35 on this building. Okay, 65% of costs, you know, related to utilities, etc., like re-roofing, is 65% the bar's responsibility. So with that means 65% of this cost is the bar's. And they are financially stable, as you can see by what's in their checking account right now. And then it will be, you know, reimbursed except for the $1,300, 65% of that is all it will cost the bar. So I just, before I start paying anything, I want you to be aware of that.
These draws, are those structured like that
yep.
I'll be paying 65%?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, he said from the get-go.
Right.
Everything is 65-35. So then we would just need a motion to approve and enter into a contract with Wolf Track.
I'll make the motion to approve the contract with Wolf Track.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Then I think... Yeah, I'm going to keep Lori in the loop.
Thank you.
Hard work.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for your explanation. You explained everything very nicely. So we can understand it. Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of detail in the grant world.
Thank you, Lori.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So then, now we've got the approval of appointing Randy Ziegler as bar liaison and Tony Duhite as fire and rescue liaison.
I make a motion that we make Randy Ziegler the bar liaison and Tony Buhite take over fire and rescue lead.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did I hear from Randy down there?
Soft spoken.
I didn't hear you yelling it out there.
Thanks for catching.
All right, let's see. Okay, then we move on to the approve the 2025 audit engagement letter from Clifton Allen Larson.
It is. It's always.
Many options on that anyway.
No, it's always hidden.
What, the last 5 years or more?
Where is it? It is on page 72 under fees.
24780.
Yep.
There it is.
What did we pay last year?
Oh gosh, Mark, I'd have to go look that up. I should have had that for you. The year before was, no, last year it was expensive. It was really, it was almost 40,000.
Yeah.
Because of the concerns next door.
Because of what?
The concerns next door of possible theft and different things. Yeah, so then it was Doug who had to be involved. As you know, the CEO, he has to oversee so much then. So like he said, hopefully it'll stick to this as long as there's no issues.
The solar thing might bring it up a little bit.
It might, and the DNR grant might. And then when you have staff overturn, you know, sure. Yeah.
So in the ballpark, and I think Anna's reached out to other accountants and had no replies back. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a struggle.
Make a motion to accept the letter from Clifton Larson for audit services.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now we need to approve Anchor Point Holdings liquor license for 2026, prorated $600. I think that's the golf course.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we kind of changed that fee schedule around earlier this year to make it more yearly instead of...
It's calendar year now, so they are paid through June of 2026.
Sure. I need a motion on that.
I'll make that motion.
Randy
made it in a second.
It's a second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now we come to the resolution for the 4M funds.
So is this going to make a lot simpler with our CDs then? Is that what this
is? It is. I did have a conference call with the two gentlemen again today just to explain things to me. And he said basically to start, nothing's going to change until a CD comes due. And I mean, they, you know, the funds, they will be, I don't want to say managing the funds, but overseeing things for us. So then you'll have to, once a CD comes due, and I think the first one is in December, then I will bring that to you and you'll make a decision. Do you want to keep it local? Do you want, you know, I'll have their rates in front of me, but then they take care of all this. So if there's, you know, if there's a CD they said that you're looking at, you're not going to touch for a long time, then let's get it into something other than a CD.
And money's still all liquid. It's like a money market, if I recall, isn't it?
There are different options for that, yes. So that would be, you'd have to pick which one you want.
And what are they basing their interest rates off of? And we're getting...
You know, that last one that we did was, what, I think we got in at 4.05, and they said that they would have gotten us 4.25. You know, that's kind of one thing that, you know, they can get us a little bit more on kind of the same type of deal, but.
So what does it cost us to go?
Nothing.
Not
absolutely.
How do they make their money?
Off of what we just talked about. You have X amount of CDs that come due and put them in charge of finding the best fit for that.
Right.
That fit plus. In their wheelhouse, and that's where they start making some money.
Okay.
Right, or?
That's how I understand it. I don't know if Keith would speak to this. I think he's familiar.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
No, that's okay. I mean, I just think you're familiar with stocks and investments, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, us, the League of Minnesota Cities recommends and supports us going with this 4M fund. Okay. So, Randy's question is, how do they make money? They don't charge us to do this. So wouldn't it be like if you have a financial advisor, how is he making money?
They get a small percentage. So for example, one of the things I'm going to talk about when I present is the organization we're going to go with, they charge us 6 cents for every $1,000 we invest, and then it's an annual fee of $60 per person. So they're making their money off of your investment with them at a reasonable or accepted rate.
And I guess my question is, we should be able to get out of this if we decide we don't like it fairly easily. I don't know if that's...
Well, if we make a decision when the CD comes due, whether we leave it where it is or whether...
Well, that's another thing. We can kind of go halfway with it.
We can decide.
And kind of slowly get into it. We can keep some of the CDs ourselves. That kind of defeats the purpose of the auditor, you know. That,
right.
This should help bring down our audit costs, but we shouldn't make that decision based on that, I don't think.
No, and they did say today, you know, this might take up to a year because we have so many investments.
As things roll,
you don't want to cash them in because we're going to get penalized then. So it's working towards a better audit, cleaner audit.
There again, maybe we can kind of ease into it a little bit, not put everything in. If we decide not to, we'll kind of see how it's working for us.
Well, and he said you can keep it at your local banks because they're going to fight for you as well. But then it's also still managed under them, not through me.
So you don't have to do the paperwork for the transfer or the renew or nothing?
They That's how they explained it all.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a win-win.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on this?
All right, I'll make a motion that we pass resolution 2025-16, resolution authorizing membership into the 4M fund.
I'll second
that. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we move into committee reports. And Randy with the liquor store.
I'm sorry, may I interrupt just for a second? I know there's a Charlie Kirk Memorial ride and they all just pulled in. And so she needed to hop over there. So I don't know if you'd like to have Keith go first.
Sure.
Before liquor.
Yeah, let's flip
this. Oh, sure.
If you're okay with that.
I wonder why she left the room.
Yeah, we could hear him pulling up. And I know Kim was coming in late, so it's only Dakota. So.
That's
right.
Okay. Okay, so Keith.
Hi, Keith.
We'll get you out of here quicker though.
Sure. I haven't met you. I'm Keith Fitzpatrick.
Hi. To me? You're talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice to meet you. Juan.
Juan. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't quite see your name tag there. So, did Jesse give you the meeting minutes and his normal stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. They're in the...
So, any questions on Jesse's normal meeting minutes before I pick off into what I need to chat about?
Page 29
and 30. I don't have a copy, so I can't tell you what's up right now. Any questions on that? All right. So you've probably heard rumors. We've been talking. Mark's done a lot of research on PARA, which is a state-funded retirement fund. We finally got a hold of a live, breathing person here, 10-8, which was last Tuesday. So I'm going to give you kind of the highlights and overview. I did ask for a copy of the presentation and all their data and information. They finally got us to it on Monday. So Ann does have access to that, so you can see all that information. Unfortunately, it's not part of your packet. So a little bit of background. PARA was actually established for firefighters.
In 2010, with six agencies joining at that time in 2010, they currently have 235 agencies using PARA for firefighters. They expect another 35 to join in 2025 out of a total of 700. So since 2010, the number has increased. Almost half the departments use this organization to help fund their retirement plans. Reason for the change. Why would we want to even consider changing to PARA from the organization that we've been using for how many years, Mark? 15, 18?
Yeah.
A couple of big reasons that we were looking for this change. Number one, the annual cost for our audits, as you just mentioned on your CV stuff, our annual cost for audits have gone from about $2,500 a year to over $2,800 a year, or excuse me, $6,800 a year, plus the annual fee to our treasurer and secretary. So all of a sudden our fees are pushing $8,000 to $9,000. That's more than what we're making back on the investment. Some of the other reasons, we've had some issues with our auditors, their time frame. Unfortunately, they normally go in, we give them all their documentation, they file an extension. They get close to the deadline, they file another extension. We've got all of our information to them. We just haven't found a decent auditor, plus they're increasing our prices. Current cost of the auditors, relief. Some of the benefits of changing over to this is the paperwork flow. So every year, the fire chief has to submit paperwork into the state that says, yes, we have a fire truck, yes, we have a water truck, yes, we can pump this many gallons of water. And then he also goes through and identifies how many active members we have and how many years of service. With that information and the audit that gets submitted to the state fills out some paperwork, they send Ann a check, Ann does a little bit of paperwork, sends over check over to the Relief Association, we cash it, and then we put it into our investment. By moving over to PARA, we go through, we submit the number of members, and that initial paperwork says, yes, we're an actual fire department. The state gives that directly to PARA, cuts Ann directly out of the middle. That's a lot of her paperwork out of the process. Plus, we don't have to deal with our auditors. This PARA program is very similar to what your city employees are in. It's just for firefighters instead of for city employees. You will receive an annual report, including a cost analysis of what's in our fund, how many members are in our fund, and what it would cost to increase our annual retirement benefit. Currently we're at $2,500, and so if we want to bump that up to $2,700, $2,800, what would it cost to make that increase? We fought for the last 3 years to get that information. That is part of their original program. They will give that to us every January. We can make increases to this program. Right now we're at $2,500 for retirement. We can increase that, or the city can still donate to increase that in increments of 100. There's no penalties, no fees. Just you can annually increase your amount of retirement per person. Cost, what would it cost the city to do this and or the Relief Association? Currently the cost is $60 per member and 6 cents per $1,000 invested. We have 19 members. 19 times 60 plus roughly $25. If we invest about $350,000, it would be a $1,180 a yearly investment compared to our $6,800 audit. So right there is a huge savings. PARA does have a, let's actually talk about this from a cost perspective. Historically, with our current investment program, we make about we've averaged 8.7% increase or increase to investment over the last 17 or 18 years. PARA on average is averaging right around 7%. Normally to keep your investment equal to the number of members and what you need to pay out for a retirement plan is about 6%. So PARA can't guarantee it's putting money in an investment. They can't guarantee, but historically since 2010, they've averaged 6, which covers the cost. So the city wouldn't necessarily need to invest to make sure they've got enough funds in the investment. Does that kind of make sense to the group? Now, something we were unaware of until we had this meeting last week, the state actually has an incentive plan with $5 million in it. They offer $10,000 incentive plus $1,000 per member incentive bonus. It's right there on step two. Currently, there's still funds available in 2025. If 35 more departments come on, I'm not sure where the money would be, but that would be, theoretically, could be a $39,000 investment that goes right back into your fund. So what am I asking from you, or why am I here explaining this? Mark's busted his backside, the city is in, and everyone has gone through, got all the paperwork, done all the paperwork. Unfortunately, the deadline to submit for 2026 is November 15th, okay? So we're under the gun. The department, we were trying to beat our heads against the wall until we talked to a live, breathing person. Once we got this information, it's like, well, this is kind of a no-brainer. So we've done an unofficial vote. We had 16 out of 19 members at last Tuesday's meeting, unofficial vote, because it wasn't a physical business meeting. You can't hold a, it's illegal to hold an informal meeting. But we've said, yes, we're gonna go with this. So what my request is, and the state has actually given us two different referendum forms, one for the city, one for the fire department. My request is let's start all the paperwork, get the referendum stuff, make you aware of it, we get the paperwork done. Deadline being the 15th, you gotta readjust your meeting for the 11th. It gives us a couple of days. All we have to do is electronically submit the referendum and we can make it for 2026. Does that kind of make sense to the group? I know I have a tendency of talking fast, but there's a lot of information here. And again, time-wise, normally 2-3 years ago, actually let's go 4 or 5 years ago, it would take our treasurer, and Mark is the Relief Association treasurer, take him maybe 3 to 4 hours a year, 5 hours a year, to get everything into the auditors and all that stuff, and he's pushing 20 to 30 hours. And cost-wise, again, our audit's going to cost us $6,800. Whatever money we lose on that half percent or percent investment, we're going to make up in the cost short term. So, again, I'm throwing a lot of information at you. You don't have access to this PowerPoint that Ann's got on the board.
Keith, this really is not going to affect a cost to the city whatsoever, any more than what it is right now.
Yes, sir. That's 100% correct. If you look at your line item budgets when you do your budget planning, we've got on the budget now, I think it's $25,000 for investments for the Relief Association. So the city, let's invest. The city, we're requesting the city invest into our retirement fund of $25,000. That would still be there. The city is still liable to cover any variance or difference. Right now, I think last time we did the numbers, Mark, we were $1,000 short to make this transition. We'd be $1,000 short at the end of 2025, going into 2026.
And this, I mean, you said that all your members are in favor for the most part, informally. Is this better for you guys in retirement, or is it the same?
It's
basically just
the same.
Makes it easier? Yeah, or?
If you think about it, everyone, you might have a 401k. And you look at your 401k, it's either, yeah, I'm gonna invest in stocks and bonds. And I want bonds because they're solid, but they don't have a high interest rate. Now, I can be really gutsy, and I want to play the market. I want to invest with a high risk, and I might get a 15-18% rebate or refund. Same thing has happened. What happens when the market falls? Well, then I'm going to lose that 18 or 20%. So their investment strategy is almost identical. It's very similar to what we have.
All right.
And again, it's managed by the state, but they actually have a separate fire and rescue organization that reports to the managing para group.
So now, as I understand, when you guys retire, you get a lump sum.
Yes, sir.
Is that still true, or is
yes,
this then go into monthly payment?
That's a great question. That is an option or a choice that's fairly new within the last 2 years. The gentleman that we talked to, he goes, if you're doing lump sum today, leave it as lump sum. You can always change how you pay out your retirement after you join. So we're going to keep it as lump sum to start. But we could go through and we could change it to each individual member has X dollars, and then you can actually go in kind of like your 401k, hey, I want to change how I invest. We aren't going to do that to start with. And again, that's down the road. Let's mimic what we've got, keep it the same, keep it simple.
Okay. kind of ease into it.
Yeah. But again, the time savings, and Ann's tired of getting emails every 2 months from the state saying, where's your paperwork, where's your paperwork? It's like, we turned our paperwork in March, and they still haven't given us her results.
Lori?
One other thing that we learned, too, from this live person, was that if we get into this and we don't like it, we can get out, and we can keep that money.
They don't penalize you?
No.
Penalize. Okay. Good.
And they did say nobody has gotten in just for the money and gotten out. So everyone who's gotten in since 2010, no one has left.
Right.
It's, of the fire department.
Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty good deal once you're in there. So. Yeah, it takes a lot off of you guys for bookkeeping and cost. It's going to save them that.
Yeah, it's going to save us that. Plus, it's going to save them a lot of paperwork.
Right, right.
And the auditing and stuff.
So then with that, we did get a sample resolution for city council and a sample resolution for the fire department. We have to move. I don't know that we should pass a resolution tonight because we're not prepared. No, but we have to move the November 11th council meeting because it's Veterans Day. So I've been thinking about it, that if we could do it November 10th instead, that gives me still time. Yep, that still gives me time to prep for the council meeting, but yet plenty of time to get that resolution signed. The next day is everything's closed, you know, and we can shoot it out right away Wednesday morning.
Yeah, and we have a meeting next Wednesday as fire department, and we'll take our draft resolution and populate that. Again, the reason I'm here tonight is I don't want to drop this on you on the 10th and say, oh, we have to have this done by the 15th. Here's what it does.
Right, right.
The other big piece, again, I did mention that you can increase the retirement amount by increments of 100. We'd also heard a nasty rumor when we first got into this. They're like, oh, you're frozen at whatever you're at for 5 years. And they're like, nope. You can add whenever you want, just increments of 100. So again, kind of a no-brainer from our side, now that we've got all our questions answered.
Well, honestly, I've never heard a bad thing about para, Tony, have you?
My nope. Check comes every month, I love it.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Other questions? Okay. Again, we do have a meeting next Wednesday, and we will make a formal motion and get this back to you. If you want to attend, come on in. It's going to be a real quick. Hey, we talked about this last 2 weeks ago. Everybody in agreement? Yes. Fill out the paperwork and we'll bring it back to you.
When is the meeting?
Sorry.
Next Wednesday.
7:00.
Yep. 22nd. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith.
Actually, could you?
I'll forward this to all council.
Yeah, but if you slide down, I do have two slides on the show. So go down or up?
Down, up.
I'm not sure where you're at. It's top or the bottom?
I'm at the bottom.
Go above slide 10 or 11.
Oh, 10.
Yeah, right there. That's the one I want to point out. So if you look at the screen, this is an investment thing. If you ever get anything from your investment company, you're like, oh yeah, here's where we're at, here's the trends. I do want to point out that in 18 and 19, they were negative 3.7 in 18, 18% in 19, 22. If you go back and look at your own personal investments in 22, the market crashed and tanked. So again, it's the investment group, it doesn't matter which investment group you're working with, you're giving somebody else your money to manage, similar to your CDs. So, and they're upfront and honest, hey, it crashed. No, everything crashed in 22.
Yeah.
So.
And that shows that in 23, it rebounded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So. If you slide up a couple more slides here, Ann, there's one other graph that I want to look at. There, you're right there, back down. So you'd ask, how was the gain invested? Like I said, bonds are 45% of this investment portfolio, 15% is cash, 35% is the domestic stocks. If you go up just a little bit more, there's a couple other graphs showing the different departments. Right there, this is an important one. And so right now, for 50 Lakes Fire and Rescue, we're at 2,500. So that currently there's 10 departments as of 2024, there's 10 departments at that bracket. So if you look at the number of departments, we're actually, I'd say, kind of in the middle. We do have 10 departments that are over $5,000. Okay, we've been increasing the last 15 years. When I started, we were at 300. We're up to 2,500. But again, this kind of shows where the departments are. Up two more. I'm kind of wasting time for Emily for you. So, right? Okay. So this one here shows the number of departments that have joined since 2010. And if you go back down one slide, this one's kind of cool. The number of members. And so again, there's 235 departments represented here. There's 8 departments that are under 10 people. We're actually at 15 and 19. And so if you look, that's one of the highest brackets for number of members in a department that are using this fund. Kind of cool to look at.
It is. Mm-hmm. So. I'll forward this to you guys too.
Yeah. And I'll sit down and be quiet. And say
like, all right. Thank you very much. I guess we could just move on to planning and zoning at this point.
We have Cale Jones to
appeal. Oh, yeah, we're still on fire. So. So Keith Gary, the executive review.
Yeah. And Kent Hersey, Brandon and I met. Who else was here?
That was it?
It was three of us. There was four of us. Doesn't matter, there was four of us that met. Reviewed his application. We approved his application, so all right, well, I think we need another member. He is a certified EMT. He will be going through firefighter 1 and 2 this fall, and Emily is actually going to be paying for that one. So we get another young member. The more young blood we can get in here and get trained up, the better off we are.
So he'll be on Emily's fire department?
Yeah, he's currently on Emily Fire and Rescue both. And so, kind of like Blair, he wants to be able to respond to ours. So, again, we do have Gina, what's Gina's last name?
Anderson
is on our department, and she's also on Emily's.
Oh.
And she lives up 136, which is nice because then she, we have members that are up that direction when she gets to the age. I think that'll bring us up to 19 after. Yeah.
I make a motion to accept Cale Jones to the 59th Fire Department.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you mind if I put in their pending background check?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Your turn.
All right, I'll move into zoning here. Let's see. Staff report is on.
Thank you, Keith.
Yep. Staff report's on page 81. That's what went on at the last zoning meeting. I don't think anything cool.
Can you bring up that PID number from Keego Lake Road? I'm just kind of curious where it's at.
Keego Lake Road?
Yeah, so the PID number is 221-50522.
Let me see. Okay, say it again.
The number is 221-50522. Oh, they're splitting that piece. The division of the road then, that one side of the road versus the other, is that?
Well, I should probably pull up the packet. That might answer your question better. And this is Smith. It's a man's bush. So it's 8.56 acres. This must be one PID here, it looks like.
Yeah, well, it's all listed. The PID number shows that all one parcel. This
right.
Is dividing at the roadside versus the off lakeside, or lakeside versus the non lakeside.
I don't see a survey in here.
I think maybe you go up a little bit to that, not the other there. What does that have to say? There, I think, is
no, it says that they had to do it in the three tribes.
Yeah.
So you want to see a visual?
Pardon me?
You want to see a visual of what they're doing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see how they're dividing this parcel.
Let me go back here.
Well, they did, and actually, in that description, I didn't get to finish reading it, but it, it talked about.
Oh, here we go. So it looks like parcel A, parcel B, and parcel C.
Well, so they're actually
dividing the lower half.
They're actually dividing it into three parcels.
Yes.
The off-road side is getting divided in half. So it's approved?
Yeah.
How big are the two lots?
They're going
to be, I imagine they're 2.5 acres because that's minimum, right?
Yeah, it was 8.69 to start with, so.
Spell parcel. Make in parcel. This is just our ordinance. Parcel A.
Is making sure we're not making a non-conforming parcel.
Okay, that's got 7,960 square feet of buildable area. I don't know what our, I don't know.
It says up here.
Acres, 48,000 square feet or somewhere in that, ain't it?
Right here. So riparian is 40,000 and non is 60. So yeah, they are just fine.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bethany does a lot of good due diligence on that.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, she's not here today, or she probably had better answers than me.
And I'm assuming she said that we have conforming.
Okay, we good there? Move on. The refunding of the administrative fee of $450 for variance 17-25 Peter and Laura Sandell. If I may speak to that, I, you know, being a liaison to the zoning board and stuff, I am not in favor of this. This is money that was, is...
Well, how many trips did Bethany have to make up there?
Well, you know, the original variance was last year and granted. This was, did not get included in that. So it's a whole new variance request, and it costs us about that $450.
Site visit.
Yeah, so I don't know why the Planning Commission, I'm in disagreement with them. But again, I am just the liaison there. I don't really voice my opinion too loudly on that issue. And being it's coming here, this is where I am voicing. But I just don't think that's right. They felt that it should have been all included into the original variance, and for some reason it was not. And now they came back. Yeah, it's
But we issue the permit separately anyway, because when you get a building permit, you have to get your SSPS permit.
But it would be, it would have been included all into one variance cost. But this, on this one, they got a variance to do the home and then to do the septic, you know. So the zoning board felt that it was, we're kind of double dipping.
They had to deal with the issue twice. Definitely had to deal with the issue twice.
Exactly, exactly. So.
And may I, that this request did not come from the property owner?
No.
They know nothing about it.
And that was another thing that I just couldn't agree with, that our zoning board is being that liberal with. No. So I guess we need to have a...
Need a vote on that?
Need a vote on that. And so I'm going to ask all in...
I make a motion we deny the request for refund on variance 17-25.
Second. And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So Mike and Fred are both, Mike's out for sure.
Fred's a maybe. So there again, we need a motion on to advertise for Planning Commission.
I make a motion to advertise for the planning and zoning person. Should we put it in the paper too, or just do it on social network?
I think it goes to what, Crosby, Facebook, our city website.
We could do the courier if you want.
Okay, so it would be posted in our minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that reads 50 likes minutes?
Yeah, and I could do a little ad too, and I don't think it's that costly. And there's fun, you know, there's funds for it, budgeted.
Do you talk to them about what they're going to write at all, or do you just hand, or do they just go to our
minutes? I'll work with Lori, because we'll want to... They skipped over you.
Okay, so no, not tonight, or is it something we can just go through real quick?
Bonnie,
okay.
We'll finish this and then we'll come back to you right away.
I'll work with her to condense it. So it's just a, you know, the City of 50 Lakes is looking for two Planning Commission members, a brief detail, and the deadline to apply. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we'll do that. We'll post it all over, and then social media and website. Typically, I would just like a motion to advertise for two seats.
We did that, didn't we? I think we've got a motion.
You made the motion. I don't have a second.
Yeah, I second.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor? All right.
Aye.
Okay.
Perfect. I think
we
did
that.
All right, we're gonna head back to the liquor store. Randy,
let's start up our P&L. Do you have that?
No, I didn't get a copy of it. But
there's one over there. I'm sorry.
So, September this year, yep, is at $11,589.99, that 15.8%. Last year, September, was $12,581.04. So year to date, we were looking at $42,786.69. And year to date, currently, we're sitting at $57,793.33. So if all that's went well, the new system is working excellent. Obviously, things working through it. My staff has caught on really well and really like it. Just we're still trying to figure out what it's looking like as far as how we work. Inputting our information into the spreadsheets. And because now it breaks it down really nicely, beautifully, and on the home reports. But we're, Ann and myself and Ms. Carter working together just, you know, to see if we do still need to input that information in the spreadsheets, kind of what that stuff looks like, so.
Emily, can you please stand up? I'm hard of hearing and the voice will carry better.
Yeah, I was just saying the new system is going awesome. There was an onboarding contractor here on Saturday for the liquor store, and that's kind of, that's up and running. It's just a matter of switching a button in the system to go live with it. And then Jessica and myself are going to next Tuesday. What we have to do is we just have to go in and zap all the product and put the quantity in there. And then we can go ahead and go back with that. So,
how soon? Can people cash in like their BBA certificates or even buy a gift certificate?
So, good question. So, you can do BBA right now. We do have the option for paper gift certificate on the system. And then, actually, today I just got confirmation on all of, if you had a hard gift card, the card ones, anybody, any of those that were out there that people had that had a balance on, I just got confirmation today that. So I had to export them from Digital Dining and then email that spreadsheet to one of the guys at Toast, and they did confirm that that was it. So anyone that comes in with an old gift card, we can swipe it and it'll work. And then I did order new ones today that will look really nice, that has our color logo on it, and then it will work with our system and all that will be tracked.
When will they be available?
Those take, it said, 8 to 12 days for the new ones, so.
So someone tried to redeem in eBay?
Someone did try to redeem in eBay.
And was told no?
Was told no, and she also wanted to purchase a gift certificate for a friend, and she was told no.
Yeah, so the staff should know that there is a paper gift certificate button on the payment screen. And then, yes, we were just telling everyone at this moment until we get the cards, the physical cards here, we cannot sell gift cards. So it's just a little bit of a process, like 8 to 12 days, it says it takes. So unfortunately, you know, it's just that transition of the system, so.
Do you know when and who?
It was Renee.
And do you know the bartender?
I remember that Renee asked. Yeah, I just told the staff to let her know we're transition with our new system, and we're just waiting on getting new ones.
No, I mean to redeem the BB, because we've been redeeming BB.
Oh, yeah, yes.
She was told no.
Okay, I'll make sure that staff know that. And
it would have been Monday night, so.
Last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she should have been able, there was an option on her to do that.
So. Okay.
And I think I actually did put BBay coupon on there, so. So then, really it's just kind of the resignation from Amy and Jesse, and then the kitchen freezer, which has been kind of a phone issue the last couple months.
Inventory variances, beer and liquor weren't counted, or miscellaneous. Three things weren't counted on fly.
So in the last couple months, Anna did bring to attention, Jessica and I had missed it. We had not done it, I know. She used to have a calendar for us to be like, okay, Emily, on this day we're doing inventory, and I'm not by any means like putting it on anyone else. But I know for me, I was consumed with this new system, and so that was not something that I thought of making sure that we were, we just missed that last time counting. So
that should be done every 3 months.
It's not optional. That was our last.
I'm not saying it's optional. I'm just saying
this is just very wrong, is what it is. We can't have this. This is not how businesses are run. This is very disappointing. You know, that our auditor and everybody
anybody's going to be confused by this. It just, it what amounts. That's just not right.
We're talking about compliance and getting things done in a certain order. Mm-hmm.
And we know that we've got to have it done first, second, third, fourth. It's on the calendar.
Is this going to trigger January 1st?
Shouldn't be have to be reminded. It should just happen.
This will trigger January 1st.
Well, we do January 1st anyway, but yeah. And Jessica's very, very aware of this as well, because it is a huge part of her job.
Now we're starting into our
fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts, and this may be totally wrong, is we should do an inventory starting tomorrow to cover at least the first three quarters. And then come the fourth quarter, will be a little skewed as far as total on that, but at least we get that in the system, because that the inventory variance plays a lot to our P&L. It affects it greatly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, they are doing a full physical inventory on Tuesday to enter it all into the system.
Okay.
They are.
I know of the last couple of weeks it's been discussed, like, when can we do this? When can we do this? There's been staff out sick, and then just with going live last week with the system, and that's why the liquor store toast system is not up and running yet, because we need to just get that inventory.
Well, we need to take care of all of our business. This is very important stuff here, and to just let it slide, that just doesn't work. That's just kind of disappointing.
So I will need, if you're done there, then
yeah.
Motion for approving Amy and Jesse's resignation.
Yeah, I need a motion to accept Amy.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Amy and Jesse.
All right. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we're on to the kitchen freezer.
So you have this handout.
Yeah.
Emily obtained two bids for...
Three.
I'm sorry, two bids from two different vendors.
There you go.
Okay.
Our recommendation was from, I think that we've all kind of discussed getting quality piece of equipment that's going to last us in the long run. I trust and value Darren from Grand Refrigeration's opinion. I know he was able to speak directly to Gary regarding it. The first two quotes are from the distributor that I did purchase the Instaverter from, which is great, it's fine. However, when you're talking about a large equipment that costs a lot of money, we want American made. The one we currently have now is made from China, and I was the hassle of dealing with that over the last month too. Just him trying to find parts. They had to like email China, and the parts that came in were wrong. And it's been a nightmare. So, you know,
yes, I spoke with the representative, and I did a little research on these two, Magali and what is the other one, Hozaki or something like that. They are manufactured in the United States, but the parts are not from the United States, and that
they build them over here. They just don't.
Yeah, and everything comes from overseas. So there, if we go with either of these two, I feel. If we're end up needing parts, we'd be up against the wall again. These other two, of course, both of these are much more expensive than these first two, but they are American made and they have American parts. And I kind of want to lean that way. Juan, you I believe said the truth.
On my personal opinion, I work 15, 20 years with Drew. I even have that for myself. And even if it was a 2,000 equipment, and I still finding parts even on Amazon or eBay. So, I mean, it costs a little bit more money. I think it's better quality than the other two, but it's not my decision. You know what I mean? It's like a, sometimes with this type of thing, you're trying to save $2,000-$3,000, and then you spend more money trying to bring in somebody to fix it instead of find the parts. And I think the warranty is about the same versus the other ones. And I think this one is out of Missouri, if I'm not wrong. The truth, so.
Yeah, it is.
And Juan, you've used a lot of these trucks. It sounds like you'd be comfortable with that.
Yeah, if I was me, I'd just buy two. I don't buy any other. So, because it's like a buying a Mercedes-Benz versus a Toyota.
Volkswagen.
You know what I mean? You might have a whole warranty on the Toyota, but then the comfort is on the Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
That's what you're paying for.
And then we make a motion, we purchase a Truth for $6,947.
We'll probably want to include some shipping and setup on that. I also did do a little checking on that. I think it's just roll it in and plug it in.
I'm sorry, let me point something. If you see the motor horsepower from the Truth, it's a one horsepower versus the other ones. I think their motors are bigger, so that means you're going to have more consumption of power.
No, actually, no. This one's a half horsepower.
Which one?
The Japanese sounding one.
True.
So, you know what I mean? It's.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. You got the water line already in existence, so like you said, roll it in. And
yeah.
Well, I think Mark had made a motion already.
I second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And just to clarify, I am not, you know, like the whole freezer, but I did make sure that Gary was able to speak directly to Bob from Northern Lakes Electric, I think it is.
Yeah.
And confirmed the audits.
Yep, the electrical requirements are just fine.
Okay.
We have that all in place. And then speaking to the other fella too, it's just, yeah, this is just better.
I think Emily also did have Chester measure.
Yes.
And where is it smaller, same size?
It's the same size.
Do we need to discuss what we're going to do with the old one? Or do we just send it to the dump?
That might be something that Darren can
take.
Yeah.
It has mostly a make out of. That'd be a big smoker.
It works as a refrigerator, actually, so, but not a freezer.
Well, part of the problem, too, is we just had it repaired last week, and that part already failed. Yeah. And we can't be goofing around like this. You know,
now you're probably with dollar roof material.
Yeah, let's just...
Well, my thought was, though, I don't know if it would be something that we would want and just use it for 50 Lakes Day. If there's any space over there, just leave it propped open.
Have we got enough storage space for it? Is there room in your van?
Yeah, just say you have the community somewhere and if somebody wants to use it for...
I don't know. It was a thought. If she said it's a great refrigerator, well...
I mean, you got a compressor.
That would be nice.
Got, I mean,
wouldn't it?
A refrigerator for 50 Lakes Day, yes.
It would. And people who use it, the community.
And that's if it doesn't fail.
Yes, but and then if
well,
it does.
Well, that's the thing.
Just
we don't, you don't know. It's a deal where is it going to work this time we plug it in or not?
You can't trust it to keep running either.
Right. So that's a little.
I'd still love to try it, though. To be honest, I
think.
Need a beer cooler for your garage?
That's the dandy one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I think that's it,
though. Okay,
thank you. Okay, then we come back to Mark.
Can you do the next page? I thought we still had some stuff on this. What do we do?
Am I missing something?
No, you're good.
You're right on track.
All right. Rick, how are we looking on your CDL?
Working on it, finding closer than Iowa to go down and for the
to get it.
So Anne did do some digging with who?
I called Staples College, and then I called other, or put out a thing for other city clerks.
Yeah, and she sent one of those at $4,500 or something, but you had to go to Iowa. Yeah.
Not for me. Mine were local. One, wasn't one?
One of them was Iowa.
Okay. But wasn't there?
Then there was one other. The first Wadena? One you sent me was Iowa. And then the next one you sent was like, yeah, Wadena or something.
Yep.
And then I found another list on the state site that had everything listed, but I'm filtering through this spreadsheet because it's even people who just want to drive a bus or, you know, a dump truck. So I'm filtering through, and then I'm going to make some calls and try and get something local. Because for him to go to Iowa, which is what, I forget which one did that. And that's what we had heard from others, is that we've been checking into Iowa. And it's like, do you got to go to Iowa?
Do you qualify for a CDL health card?
He already has a medical card.
Okay, ma'am.
Because he has that through
commercial.
Through Russ.
Yeah, commercial medical card.
He already has that. And in the state, and I had told Anne this, I had looked up on the state guidelines, if there was a snow emergency, anybody can come in to a city that's like 500 people or less can come in and help plow. And you don't need the CDL. So, yes, we're working on him doing this, but if there was an emergency, that is covered.
You know, on this license, another issue is the cost of it. And I want to bring that up because, boy, it's a lot more than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, I had stated that the city will pay for it, and I'm not backing out on that. But with that, I think we would also want some assurances that you don't get that license and go over the road tomorrow. And I don't know if we should have something in place just formally as a prorated type of situation, you know, just to protect. I think it would be for everyone. You know?
And I do have one drafted from the city of Cross Lake.
Okay,
it's pretty standard.
For anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I didn't, when I said, yeah, we'll pay for it, I didn't think it ever go
around. I know. When she got that first one from Anne, I was like, you're looking at it going, what? And you had to go to Iowa.
I'm still in favor of getting it, but I just want to want this out and understood. Mm-hmm. So, and that's something I think we can work on.
Yeah, I've got the document ready.
All right, very good, thank you. Now we move on to Tony and Parks, and it don't look like there's much going on over there right now.
Pretty quiet over there.
Unless you got anything.
I don't have anything.
What did we ever do about
it? The tiles.
And I'd like to bring up, did we ever go back to anybody the fact that thing's not square?
What thing's not square?
The two courts aren't square with each other.
Oh, yeah, we did. I'll let Chester handle that.
I can't square it up.
Was it the asphalt or is it the...
The asphalt white people were blaming the fence people, the fence people are blaming the asphalt people. The far end is lined up with the other end. It's in the middle that they put the new one on cocked instead of straight with the other one. The far end...
How could they not figure out to pull a line through that?
We had Anderson Brothers come out and he looked at
Scott Mudgett.
And he says, it's the right size.
Yeah.
But it's about 6 inches off. One end is about 6 inches off, and yeah.
I hope you gave me what for on that, because I'm going, who was it? Was it Mudgett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing is we were disappointed.
The best people would have put it over completely square with the other one. The post would have been the dirt clear off the asphalt in one corner there. So the asphalt people didn't put it down the way it's supposed to, and that goes back to Anderson Brothers, not the fencing people, so...
But the fencing people should have called it out when they got here.
That's why.
Because then he would have said, stop, we will come back and fix it. But by the time it was caught, we can't rip up all that fence now.
The fencing people didn't tell us.
No.
When you stand on top of the drain field and look at it, it's the only way you see it. You know, sitting between the two, you don't... you don't see the difference. But when you look down, then you see.
I can see it from the party standing in front of the fire hall. I can look back there and see.
Yeah, from a distance you can see it, but when you sit right up underneath on the table, you don't pay that much attention to it. But from a distance, when you start lining it up, you say, this ain't right. But by then it was too late. Defense was in, and defensive people wouldn't tell anybody until it was done. And
I noticed it right away because the fence was off. I mean, the tar is this wide, and then it goes like this.
And whoever did the asphalt could have put a string on the far side.
They did. I watched him. But and Scott was upset. The guy who did it, I can't remember his name, was going to get a thrash.
He was pretty upset that
he was very
off. There was no excuse for it. But
he said it measured what it should measure.
Yeah, it was just in the wrong spot.
But it's the right size. It looks is all it is for
right. It just looks off.
Oh yeah, and someone who's OCD. Not full OCD, but.
All right, sorry, we got on a sidetrack there.
I'm not familiar with what happened with the tiles. We never talked about it. So.
Oh, I just wanted you to know they were installed on Saturday.
Who installed it?
A tile layer just found out of Brainerd.
Okay.
Yep, she reached out to a few, I think, in the area, and then he came up and met with me a few weeks ago, and then he called Friday afternoon and said, can I come up tomorrow? He's doing it for $600. He's the only one who replied. I don't even remember.
Oh, somebody else should be looked at it. The tile's on them.
I will have to go see that.
Yeah. He's coming back in a day or two with the permitting and grouting in. They just stuck and they're not grouting in. Yeah. So the moisture can't get behind him and bust them up. And then he's going to start with the trim work to trim it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we come back on to me for purchasing and personnel. We have a 6-month review for Chester, I think. Mark and myself will conduct that on
Thursday morning
at 7 o'clock. Have you been warned? And then, well, with that, I think we had a discussion earlier today, and I think this is the time that Mark and I had spoke together about this, and I think even before the review, I would like to offer Chester another $1.50 an hour raise. He's just doing great things,
he's usually when I call him to do something, he's usually got it done when I talk to him. He's like, oh, you already did that.
Okay. And he fixes stuff that we don't have to pay.
He saved us a ton of money.
Oh, he went and pulled parts off his own stuff to get our water heater.
I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm going to pick on you hard on Thursday. Okay, then we need to reschedule a November council meeting. It was already brought up that going to the 10th.
I think that sounds good to me.
Anybody got problems with the 10th?
I don't. I might be just a little bit late. That's my meat raffle night, and I got to get my deposits and stuff done, or the boss will get very angry.
Okay, and I think that should be fine as far as I'm concerned.
Do we want to kick our start time back to 7 on Monday then?
No, quarter after. I'm done by 6:10 at the latest.
Should we go for 6:15?
Sure, if you would, that would be nice. Thank you.
Everybody?
6:30.
On the 10.
Did someone make a motion?
Oh, we make a motion to start to move the meeting to November 10th at 6:30 p.m.
15? 15.
Good.
I'll be done.
Everybody's
here.
Okay.
6:30, that's cool. Keep it on the half hour. No worries. All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, then we go to reviewing the quotes on the surveying for the property across the road here that we are intending to purchase. Let's
I don't know. Basically, I believe all of these quotes are, for the most part, apples to apples. The wording's a little bit different, and Ann called the one earlier today to confirm on the Bolton Mink one, there's a to prepare two legal descriptions to subdivide that. Of course, we'd need one, and the other people would need one. And I just called and confirmed with these others that that too is what's going on. Same thing. And personally, I'm kind of looking at this interstate bit. I think that could work very well for us.
They're the most reasonable.
Yes.
Why are they one third the cost?
Well, you know, I think this boat mink is a pretty kind of a big bunch of fellows or something. And,
no, I mean, they're supposed to be.
Well, Stonemark is $1,900 to $2,100, so that's not that big a difference.
Yeah, and they're kind of quoting off of their hours not to exceed the $2,100, that Stonemark.
Where's the interstate out of? They don't even have their address on there.
Fergus Falls. She stops in very regularly. Nice, yeah, lady.
You've done quite a few surveys in your area then?
I honestly don't know. For something like this small, because she's always buying for us. I mean, she knows our city engineer is not involved in a whole lot because of how small we are. But I think she's, you know, trying to get in as this, you know, a possibility as a city engineer, or at least thought about. So when it comes, you know, if you were to go with her, I think they would then be looking at possibly putting their hat in the ring.
Who is our city engineer at the moment?
Bolton and Mink, yeah. Which Brian is great to work with, you know, but.
Well, I'll make a motion that we hire Interstate to do the surveying of the 5 acres for us.
Second.
With a bid of $1,825.
Yep. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, we have Minnesota paid leave act information for you in the back of your packet.
And it's just information only. It's just a lot to absorb and everything that goes with it. But I just wanted you to be informed, and I think I brought it up before. At next month's meeting on the 10th, you guys will have to make a decision, because this is, it's to explain it, it's almost like unemployment. It's an insurance program. The state had a lot of reserve funds back in 2023, so they thought, well, let's, you know, give it back to our workers. Well, that's been depleted, but it's too late now, you know. And so this Minnesota Paid Leave Act, which is a nice program. So if you, there's a list of what qualifies. So if a staff member needs a leave for birth or, you know, sick family member, they can request up to 20 weeks off and be paid by the state of Minnesota. But we and the employee, I shouldn't say the employee, so you have a decision to make. It's 0.88% on their wages that has to be paid in to the state, of which you have to make the decision. You have to either pay all of it or half of it, of that 0.88%. A majority of the cities are going 50-50. So the employee's paying 0.44% and the city's paying 0.44%. The cost of it is really minimal. I've done, you know, all the numbers and stuff, and it's a few thousand dollars for us.
So what happens to this money if it's, you know, say it's never used? I never use it.
It's just like unemployment. Yeah, if you never go on unemployment, and it's, we don't have a choice. So, and it's above, you know, it's different than earned sick and safe time that they adopted last year. So I just did this little thing here for you. And if you have questions, ask, but like I said, we don't have a choice.
So our decision that we have to make is whether we're going to do the 88 or the 54.
Yes. Yep.
And we could change that. I mean, if we make a decision tonight.
I think you could. No, you don't have to make a decision tonight, because actually Tom has been working on our handbook now since last January. So I did talk to him again the other day. I said, you know, we really need to get this in it too. I need a policy. And so he's working on that right now. So then hopefully we'll have it November 10th. I mean, yeah, November 10th. And then explain more. But the biggest thing is,
does this become part of our policy?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And additional work involved, because now it's a reporting thing, you know, a pay-in and reporting, and yeah. So that's only information for you. That's all I got.
Okay, open forum. Anybody care to say anything? Lori.
I'll come back. First, I have a question. The Verizon Tower is up. Is it running?
No. Not running. No, it's
not.
Okay.
It's not. When is it going to be in effect?
I don't
know.
We're lucky it's up.
Yeah, I'm just happy
it's just the end of 2018 to get this point.
It's a lot of call.
Yeah, you're new to the game.
It's not right. Just
put it out. I do know the previous check it. I keep looking at my phone going,
I do know the crew was working on it today again. I've seen the truck go into there.
There you go.
But it's up, but so.
Good.
Whatever they got to do, putting routers or whatever in the building, but they're doing the right.
Yeah, I love it.
They're paying rent, so I'm sure they're trying to get it going.
Okay. So I want to bring up starting a events committee for 2026, but starting it effective now. We had one, and then we are not sure what happened to it. And so I felt like I was left out a little bit of 50 Fest and just had the gambling part and didn't have any, you know, I think some things fell through the cracks and they could have been caught had it all been going through a committee. So now that I'm almost a year in on gambling, I've been trying to look up some things, and December is the birth month of bingo that came over to the U.S. like in 1922 or something like that. I know. And so I want to do something, you know, that month to celebrate that. Try and get some people in here in the wintertime, you know, not just for gambling, but for the bar. I mean, you know, what can we do? And I just think we need that committee built back up. But I don't know what we do tonight.
So what I was talking to Lori about, we have a 50 Lake State committee that's a very good committee, you know, very sound. They get things done. Would council entertain changing that to an event committee? And what type, you know, how big do you want that committee, or how much involvement do you want that committee? I think there needs to be some guidance in holding events. And what the expectations of council are. Do you want to see these events? Because if you do, then I think that needs to filter back through to management and bar staff that this is our only community gathering place. And we need to really take these events seriously and work hard on them. Not only for our community, for the revenue of the city. So that's my.
Well, and I think a year ago we had changed it to an events committee.
I don't think formally.
Not formally. Okay.
Yes.
We just briefly talked about it. So, no, I think it would be good. And I look at, like, myself, I not only represent gambling, I represent the fire department, and I represent being a citizen of 50 Lakes. I think that there should be another person on it from the fire department, because I think that we need some more involvement and more things going on with the fire department. I love what Emily kicked off that with the donations, and the fire truck came that one Thursday night. It was wonderful.
That was really nice. I regret not getting pictures of Jesse handing out the meat. That was so much fun.
I see, and if we could have this committee and really dive into more things like that, you know, I think it would be really beneficial. And it's all volunteer, so.
I mean, there might be some city staff involvement, but I typically try to volunteer my time. Like, Friday and Saturday, we're all volunteer for 50 Fest. There's no...
But when we meet for a committee meeting...
Yeah, I'm fine either way.
Could they just change the name of the Parks Committee to the Event Committee?
No. 50 Lake State Committee.
That sounds like the office.
And then maybe they should come up with a little bit of a job description. You know, because, I don't know. How many events do you guys want to see a year that this committee is involved in?
That's what I was thinking. How many events, big events, would we want them to be in charge of? 50 Lake State, yes. The Fall Fest would have been nice to have some more stuff for the Fall Fest. What other events?
Is it St. Patty's Day?
Well, not only that, yeah. The smaller things I would like to kind of put on this committee as well, like at least be informed. When is a band going to be here? You know, do we want to tie a meat raffle into some special day? I mean, those kind of things, you know.
Well, then you've also got the Fox Lake crew that does the Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do a really good job, too.
I'm just saying. I can tie into the whole...
Well, and that's different this year, too.
There's a whole bunch of... The Sobeys are staying for the winter, I understand. But.
Well, and that's going to be... We can really market that this year and get it back over here like it was if we want, or was it last year?
It was in here last year because I came with the girls.
Yeah.
Santa was in here. Yeah.
Yes.
We just had the vendors over in the community center.
But we're not doing a craft fair this year.
We're not?
We're not. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
It's too much. It was a good thing while it lasted, but... It's only 3 weeks after outings. I don't feel like we had the foot traffic last year. Moving it over there, it really did nothing for the bar. Yeah. I think we could, though, focus on specials and Santa Claus.
And Bingo's birthday month.
Yes.
Once a month?
Or for sure quarterly, maybe at least the committee, it's a quarterly for sure.
Yeah, and I think when we are getting closer to like 50 Lake Day, we have to meet more. You know, when you're getting closer to a larger event.
Well, not the biggest one of the year, but
Yeah, but I mean, I'd like to see like a dual calendar and, you know, what is going on. I mean, like that bake sale that happened during the Vikings game, I didn't even know what was going on, and the night before somebody... A friend of mine said, are you going to the bake sale for the bake sale? What bake sale? You know, it's like, it'd be nice. I think that's great that they did that, but it's like, it would have been nice to not have to go back and say, oh, did I miss a post on Facebook? I didn't.
Speaking of that, where'd that money go?
Fire department.
Oh.
Money?
What money?
Thank you.
What money?
More.
I got one.
Oh,
this is more now when I go to make it positive.
So my thing is, okay, should the committee do at least one event quarterly, one big event, or maybe we should meet and decide what we want to do?
I think we should meet and decide, but I think we should get it going and get the calendar.
Okay, so I'd just like a motion that the 50 Lakes Committee turns into the event committee, effective now.
Go ahead.
I make a motion that the 50 Lake Day Committee could now be the event committee.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One more quick thing I kind of forgot about was on the zoning, all of this SST permits and all of this, I don't think we need all of this in our packet every month to rehash the year. I mean, just the new ones. Save a little bit on our paper and stuff. If everybody else is all right with that, I'd be fine with it. All of this information is in the office if you need it, but to keep redoing this every month, I don't think we really need to. everybody's good with that.
Yep. Save on paper.
And with that, make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.